Miracles still happen today. For some, it was getting up this morning. For some, it's passing Greek or Hebrew or even the next class. For others, it was the Colts winning the Super Bowl. But these are not the types of miracles that we're talking about this morning. We see in our text this morning that what is recorded as Jesus' first sign or miracle in changing water into wine. Perhaps we need to see the meaning of miracles to determine what this is all about. One definition is an extraordinary event, unexplainable in terms of ordinary natural forces, an event which constitutes evidence, a sign, of implications much wider than the event itself. Augustine argued, miracles are not contrary to nature, but only contrary to what we know about nature. Perhaps we should look at the purpose of a miracle. We see that the purpose of the miracle is to reveal and to edify. If we turn to John 20, 30-31, we read, Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. The purpose for miracles. As we look at our text, we see the first revelation and edification of Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God. This sign, like Jesus' birth, is beyond our human thinking, or even contrary to our human thinking. He's a king. He's born in a stable. Why not a palace? Why not a huge miracle? A huge sign to show everyone who he really is, the Son of God. Contrary to our thinking, he turned water into wine. Setting the stage for the miracle, we can see where Mary is there, but she's not a guest. She's there as either a relative or a close friend of the bride or groom. There is always someone at a wedding that is behind the scenes, making sure it's running smoothly. Many weddings that I have performed, it's usually a mother or a mother-in-law or an aunt, pronounce it that way. But it's always someone that's scurrying behind the scenes. Sometimes they get in the way, but yet they're trying to make sure it runs smoothly. And here it's Mary, trying to make sure that things are running as smoothly as possible for this wedding. Jesus and his six disciples are guests. They are not, as some would say, uninvited guests that are late arrivals. And being late arrivals, that's why the wine ran out. That's not really what it says. I'm sure that's ice off the roof. Here Mary's they had the invite in hand and are welcome guests. Mary approaches Jesus. They have no more wine. Now, it's not as if she says, Jesus, do something about it. She's just making a statement. They have no more wine. She could have been whispering in his ear, son, they have no more wine. And of course, his reply kind of surprises her and perhaps us. Because he says, what is this to me? And actually he says, what is this to me and you, woman? It doesn't impact me, is kind of how he replied. But yet, then he says, my time is not yet. My hour has not come. Perhaps in Mary's thinking, her mind goes back to when he was 12 years old and he was in the temple. And he said, don't you realize that I must be about my father's business? The relationship changes here at the wedding. Mary knows that her son now will do something, so she tells the stewards, the servants, to do what he says. Then we see that the miracle happens. The journey to Jerusalem starts. Within his response to her comment, Mary knows that he'll do it. Send his disciples to go get wine or start his journey to Jerusalem. We see in verse 11, it tells us the impact and the purpose of this sign. It says, the first of his signs Jesus performed in Canaan of Galilee, he thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. Revelation, edification. This shows us that the revelation of his glory and the edification of the disciples as they put their faith in him. Jesus performs miracles today. Oh, it may not be the mere fact that we get up every morning or the Colts winning the Super Bowl, but he does perform miracles for us today as pastors and future pastors and church workers. We will witness some of the signs or miracles, the ones that reveal his glory and edify us and others. Examples are at one time when my son was in Okinawa, Japan, we were there. He hurt his knee. And we took him to the hospital, and there was three orthopedic surgeons. And they put him up on a table, and they took his knee and moved it every which way. And you could hear the pop, pop, pop. And if you know what I'm talking about, you know it's probably the ACL, torn. Scheduled surgery, went into surgery. They took the scope, wanted to see what the exact damage was, and they found nothing. Doctors came out and they said, we can't understand why or what happened. And I said to them, perhaps it was a miracle. And one of the doctors turned to me and he said, you know, that's the only explanation of it. There was another time, and it's not as if I look at things that happen in my life and say, aha, a miracle. But there was another time that such a case came up in my ministry. In my last church, I had just performed a wedding for a couple, and after the wedding, a few weeks later, they discovered a hole in the woman's heart. They did all the tests, ran all kinds of tests on her heart and the EKGs and everything else, and they said the only way to fix this is open heart surgery. So she went in for the surgery after all the tests. They opened her up. They found nothing. They found nothing. I was there to pay a hospital visit, and the husband was very upset. Why did they have to open her up? Why did they do this? Couldn't they found out beforehand? As we're getting on the elevator, I turned to him and I said, have you ever thought of this as perhaps God performing a miracle? He stopped in his tracks. And he looked at me and he said, no. But perhaps it was. God still performs miracles today. Jesus reveals his faith to us, reveals our faith to us. Just look around you today. He's revealed his glory to each of us through his death and his resurrection. Through our baptism, we have been edified in our faith, accepting him as our Lord and Savior. Jesus, of course, performs the ultimate miracle in the fact that he reveals himself in his word and sacraments. And our faith is edified and strengthened. We become witnesses of his glory, the miracles he has performed and he continues to perform each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.